Chapter 3. Her. Heeding Father John's advice, Delilah always understood that the best way to keep a secret was simply to not tell anyone. And over the years, she had accumulated hundreds of secrets. Like the time Nana took her to Saks in Manhattan and Delilah walked in on two people having sex in the bathroom. Or the time she snuck Joshua Barker into her dorm room and kissed him for 10 minutes before making him slink back out across the dark, dewy lawn. Those were secrets she planned to eventually share as currency, in the girlfriend version of, "I'll show you mine if you show me yours." But there were other secrets, too. Ones she might never share because she knew they made her weird. Secrets like her strange appreciation of gore, depictions of 15th-century torture devices, paintings of people dying at the hands of swords or arrows, the idea of reanimation, zombies, exorcism, books on the Black Plague. It wasn't that she particularly treasured the idea of dying, or of other people dying. It was the visceral reaction to the creepy, the spectacularly scary, the otherworldliness of horror. Delilah loved the catch of breath when she was afraid, the feel of goosebumps dancing up her arms. Back at St. Ben's, she used to wander the cold stone hallways of the Fine Arts Building at night, barefoot, without a flashlight. With every light extinguished, the halls would be pitch black, stones heavy and silent. Not even a draft could slip in and ruffle the heavy drapes or rattle a painting on the wall. Delilah knew every turn by heart. Everything was perfectly still. Empty but for the girl slipping between shadows, looking for a sign that things happened in the school after dark, searching for some long-forgotten history that would come alive only when the students were all safely tucked in their beds. She'd been caught once, 2 weeks before she was jerked back home for good. Father John had found her tiptoeing down the hall between Sister Judith's ceramics classroom and the auditorium. In that small stretch was an old jeweled chest from the 18th century, an elaborate work of art and wealth that simply sat, so trusting, in the middle of an ordinary hallway. The chest was just big enough to hold a small child, or, Delilah preferred, a very patient hellhound.
Hunting for ghosts?